Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninginam Hangsing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday discussed sustained progress in the India-U.S. Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership and issues related to regional and global peace and security. Mr. Rubio called on Prime Minister Modi at Seva Theatre in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jay Shankar and NSA Ajit Doval were also present during the meeting. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that Secretary Rubio briefed Mr. Modi on the sustained progress in bilateral cooperation across a wide range of sectors, including defense, strategic technologies, trade and investment, energy security, connectivity, education, and people-to-people ties. He shared the U.S. perspective on various regional and global issues, including the situation in West Asia. The Prime Minister reaffirmed India's consistent support for peace efforts and reiterated the call for peaceful resolution of the conflicts through dialogue and diplomacy. Later, Mr. Rubio inaugurated the U.S. Embassy's support annex building, where he said India is at the cornerstone of how the U.S. approaches the Indo-Pacific.
Expanded commercial ties now with more than $20 billion in investments. $20 billion in investments from Indian companies in the United States. We've deepened a security partnership for military exercises in the Indo-Pacific. And of course, as part of that, we recognize that an orderly and a secure consular system is vital to solidifying this important relationship.
Secretary Rubio is on a four-day visit to India to take part in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting on the 26th of May. Petrol and diesel prices were raised again yesterday, taking the cumulative increase in retail fuel rates to nearly 5 rupees a litre in less than 10 days. The latest revision pushed petrol prices higher by 87 paise per litre and diesel by up to 91 paise across the country. Alongside compressed natural gas, CNG prices were raised by 1 rupee per kg, taking the cumulative hike to 4 rupees per kg. Public sector oil marketing companies Indian Oil, Bharat Petroleum and Hindustan Petroleum have assured that availability of petrol, diesel and LPG remain adequate and uninterrupted across Nagaland. They said the overall fuel supply position in the state is stable. The companies noted that the entire fuel supply chain, including terminals, storage depots, LPG bottling plants, retail outlets and distributorships, is functioning normally, with daily dispatches continuing as scheduled to ensure adequate stock levels in all districts. The company said they are maintaining close coordination on logistics, stock movement and replenishment to ensure uninterrupted fuel availability despite prevailing global uncertainties. Consumers have been advised to continue normal purchasing practices and avoid panic buying or stockpiling. The company has also urged public to rely only on official communications for verified information on fuel availability. The Foothill Road stretch from Doyang Bridge to Merapani sector under EE Bhakti Division in Wokha was inaugurated yesterday by MLA Achumbemo Kikon. Speaking at the program, Mr. Kikon said the project was completed within 1 year, 3 months and 2 days as per approved specifications. He urged transporters to cooperate in maintaining the road and appealed for more government funding for blacktopping work. The Roads and Bridges Department said the 38.6-kilometer stretch under SASCI 2023-24 was divided into three road packages and five double-lane modular steel bridges, with almost all works completed. Speaking on behalf of MS Chabu & Co. and JK Construction, contractor Dr. John Murray said minor repairs would continue till the end of the month. Lota Hoho, Lota Lower Range Public Organization and other civil society organizations attended the event. And Honorary Secretary of the Nagaland Basketball Association, Sentin Ingsang Longkumar, has been appointed team manager of the India Under-18 Girls Basketball Team for the FIBA Under-18 Asia Cup SABA Qualifiers 2026 to be held in Sri Lanka from May 25 to 29. Mr. Longkumar becomes the first Naga basketball administrator to lead a national team as manager, marking a historic milestone for the state. He had also previously served as an executive member of the Basketball Federation of India. India's Under-18 Girls and Under-18 Boy teams will compete for continental qualification. The girls' qualifiers will feature India, Maldives, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.